I think I got one more for you. Staying put. Go to subset D. This is continued on spending money and planning for the future. This is the 2018 Generational Fund Capital Improvement Plan. This is an update that's included in our packet. So back to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much. And I'm sure the last thing anyone, including those in the audience, want to hear is me read a several page document. So I am just going to highlight a couple charts that are in here and then see if there are any questions. This was, again, included in the packet, and what this was is simply a update to the plan that was originally adopted, I believe, 2 years ago. And I think one of the first things to really point out is just where the income comes from, because that's one of the main questions that arise whenever you look at all the projects that we're doing. Some of the money does come from the rally, and the money that comes from the rally that gets deposited into the Capital Improvement Fund comes from our Harley-Davidson sponsorship contract. A portion of that, and again, I want to make sure everyone understands, a portion of that was the naming rights that came along with the Harley-Davidson rally point. And so that portion of the naming rights, along with some extra money that we transfer from that, gets placed into the Capital Improvement Fund. And in addition to that, sometimes when we sell a few assets, including land, that money is deposited into this fund. But the vast majority of the money that comes into this fund comes from sales tax revenue. So as an example, if you spend $100 on groceries in Sturgis, you would pay $6.50 in sales tax. $4.50 is sent to the state. So $4.50 of that $6.50 is given to the state. A dollar is deposited into the city's general fund, and that's what pays for public safety, as well as parks and finance, myself, city attorney. Oh, that's weird. I have no idea what happened. Was it like that the whole time?
No, just since you're last.
I apologize about that. So a dollar is deposited into the city's general fund. 16 cents is deposited into the equipment replacement fund, and then 84 cents is deposited into the capital improvement fund. And that 84 cents is what makes up the majority of this. The two main drivers as to why there's more available funds in our capital improvement fund now is, number one, it used to be 50% or more of everything in the capital improvement fund was being used to repay outstanding debt. That large debt was a bond that was paying for the fire hall as well as city hall and the community center. A large portion of that has been fully repaid. A small portion of that, about $2 million, was rolled into our Pioneer loan, and that's amortized over 20 years. And so our debt payments actually now are far lower than what they used to be, even 5-6 years ago. And so that has freed up a lot of additional money for us on an ongoing annual basis. The second reason why there's more money is simply because there's a lot of additional sales tax going on. That's because we're a growing community. If you add 1.5 to 2% more residents each year, then your sales tax, pretty much your revenue goes up almost 2% each year. In addition to that, we have more businesses in town, and also we're holding more and more events, which generate more and more income for us. The next portion that I'd like to go over is just page 6, a chart that is there. Looking at the projects that were included in the original generation fund, these are projects that are not yet completed. We have completed several projects, but some of them have not been. Included in this is some stormwater projects on Murray and First Avenue, Otter Road. A portion of that would be paid for by a developer, a portion by a TIF, and then another portion directly through the city's capital improvement fund. It should be reconstruction of the roads on Ellen, First, and Woodland. First Street has been completed. Woodland is almost completed. Ellen has not been completed yet. We're still trying to work with the private owner on that. The community center park is 95% completed, I think. The City Hall remodel we've been talking about. The Public Works building is under construction right now. The 9th Street Bridge, that'll hopefully start in a week or so if you award it on your next action. So those are all projects that were included in the original plan that was adopted 2 years ago. We have completed other projects, but these are the ones that are still ongoing. Going beyond that, there's a litany of projects that we are looking at beginning in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, and 2023. I do not plan on going over all of these projects. They are included in your council packet if you have any questions. The main point that I do want to show is you can see that we are spending a lot of money continually, annually on projects. You can see in 2019, almost $900,000. And then in 2020 and 2021, it drops to $400,000, and then it goes back up to $900,000 and then $1.1. The reason for that reduction is because we're actually doing a lot of construction projects in 2019 as well as 2018. We are anticipating that this fund will be going negative for a couple of years, which means that it would be borrowing funds from some of our other internal city operating funds. The reason for that, frankly, is a lot of these projects we know we need to do, and just like we had previously described with the City Hall reconstruction, it makes more sense to do them now because designs are done, construction costs are known. If you do that now versus waiting just 3 years to allow your cash position in one fund to kind of return to normal, truly the construction costs would probably be 10 or 15% higher. So it makes more sense to do it now. Since you're not incurring additional debt, this would not require us to take out additional loans through any financial institution. You're just doing some internal fund borrowing. Lastly, what I did want to go over, but actually I went over in the budget presentation, was just the cost of living. And that, again, is just important to let everyone know that we do look at this annually, and we try to make sure that Sturgis is a very competitive community to live in. All communities have their pluses and minuses. We believe that Sturgis's quality of life is continuing to improve dramatically each year with the infrastructure that we're doing. And what I'm pleased to note and to tell everyone is that not only is our quality of life improving, but the cost of living here in Sturgis continues to get more and more affordable each year. And we do anticipate our number continuing to increase on the rankings the coming years. Are there any questions? Thank you.
How about discussion from council? This has been an ongoing project for sure, but it's sure good to put it on one report and keep us moving forward, I guess. Questions, comments, concerns from the public on this consideration? Especially after all that rain.
That actually, throughout the rally, our city engineer was reviewing that and also with our public works director, and that should be starting to go in probably in the next 4 weeks. Work on it?
Four.
Yeah? Four. Okay.
Fall.
12 weeks. It should be soon.
Any other discussion, public or council?
I just want to commend Daniel and the entire city staff on this. This is very impressive.
I concur with Councilman Martinson. Daniel, when we look at the projects listed in this current updated plan compared to the plan from that was previously in place, what percent, I mean, are there new projects in here? What percentage do you think? Because I know like the splash park was
yes.
listed prior. And so just in kind of a quick comparison.
I think included in the prior one, that was considered downtown iconic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is what that one was under the actual splash park or something to that project
yeah,
degree.
Previously, when we had talked about downtown, we had thought of a shade structure as well as a potential splash park. We've done half of it, the shade structure, and so now it's down to a splash park. And I don't want to say that it's necessarily going to be downtown. I'm not quite sure. The majority of the projects, frankly, that are included in here are the same projects that were in previously. The main things that are new, if you look at, and pretty much any of the new ones are in 2022 and 2023, and that's because those years were not included in the original one. You can see that in the future, there's a lot of additional improvements that we look at doing to our parks. We are trying to really increase our commitment to parks. Also sports fields. One actual brand new part that was not included before, that would be for 2019, is some improvements to the park around the new bike park area, some landscaping as well as parking and everything else. I think the efforts by the Police Athletic League as well as Extreme Dakota and just various community groups to raise that much money and put that sort of quality of life feature in town is amazing. And I know hearing from some individuals just trying to want to finish that so it truly is kind of a crown jewel. Hopefully we'd be able to finish that in 2019. But overall, pretty much all the projects are the same as what they were, with the exception of kind of the projects in 2022 and 2023. Some of the actual timing of these have changed a little, and that's simply because of based on where revenue forecasts kind of came in. And honestly, some projects did come in, 5-10% higher than what we were originally anticipating. And so with that, it means, some projects move out 1 year. And again, so everyone understands this is a plan. It doesn't mean that this is exactly what is going to happen. As we bid projects, and if a project comes in 10-15% higher, then what it means is a project that was coming later down gets pushed back 1 year. That's kind of what happens. But this is essentially what your staff is kind of working on to complete.
Do you ever foresee, because I had read that restrooms were included,
yes,
in the original, do you foresee that being included?
That, I hope so, but that we would need land available for it. I think right now what the idea is that it's going to be City Hall, which City Hall is a half a block away. And the majority of the time, the restrooms in City Hall are available. Beyond that, we do have porta-pots that are there. We do hope to eventually have some restrooms that would be permanently there, but we need some additional square footage.
Just on stormwater, I see that we're still going to probably proceed with it. It's in the 18 budget, at least $500,000 on Murray First Avenue. And then nothing again until maybe there's a potential for the Anna Street in 2024.
The reason for that, our city engineer did some preliminary design of the extension of Anna drainage that was completed to connect that into the Dead Man Channel. And truly that project became about $1 million project plus. And so if you look in total, we have about $1.2 million a year to spend on infrastructure. And so one project swallowing an entire year. I think what our idea is maybe you could look at 2022 and 2023 saving some money towards that by reducing some of the parks projects or something. And then in 2024, using almost all your money for that. We have that on here saying that we know we need to work towards it, but realistically, that's not going to happen in the next 5 years. Just to be blunt, I guess.
Any other questions? Come on up, Bonnie. I guess just to let you know, Ron, he said 2024 because it's not on the chart. It's a safe bet.
That's what's written in there is 2024.
You can read my mind very well, Mayor.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I might not be around by then either.
Not a question. I just want to make a comment, and I want to make it while Daniel is here at the table. The work you folks do you, Daniel, the city staff, the council itself, is really vast and mind-boggling. And, you know, I've been popping up here for, coming up on when Shirley and I first started coming. And I have to say, you know, I stand with Mike a little in that it troubled me. I'm the cup's half full kind of girl. So it has always troubled me when in town I hear a lot of criticism and a lot of unsubstantiated criticism. And I try to defend, but I don't have any facts, you know, just my optimism. And so a little bit of the same kind of motivation for us coming here. Now, Shirley's a... but, you know, we balance out. And my goal has been to inform myself that I could speak appropriately when these conversations come up. And I have to say, you know, I know it's got to be tedious to become very with me questions and a better and better job of filling in my missing pieces, because from the outside of this, it really is hard to get all this information. And Becca, I really want to commend you on the way you've stepped into this council and immersed and gotten the hang of it and are asking good questions and to say that, well, that's out there. I have a heck of a time with this website. I do it a lot, but I have a heck of a time. And then I wind up in the wrong place more than once and can't get back. So thank you for that. I will go out and look. But I think we're all concerned about constant spending, and like I said, it's a convoluted process, so it's really hard for us to get the stuff going at once and be extended, and you have the vision. It's tough to be the visionary. In my professional roles, I've been the visionary, and I know how hard it is when people just can't see it, and that's frustrating. You know, I sometimes take exception to how things are done or the way information becomes available. But I am impressed with the progress that this town has made and what I have learned about what it takes to juggle all of this and make it happen. I think the one thing I really appreciated hearing tonight was your, and on a cautionary note, we do have to have concerns for the possibility of economic downturns. I went into business and faced 3 Reagan recessions back to back to back and watched people all the way down Junction and Main Street close and close and close. You know, I watched Dog and Suds go down. I watched the mom and pop place open and close 2 or 3 times. The A&W went down. We lost dry goods stores off of Main Street. It was a wicked, wicked time. And so those of us who have come through that experience are really nervous about this much spending and the size of these numbers and how delicate the balance is. So it's scary. It's scary. But I just want to say thank you for the work that you do, all of you, and that... I mean, I try to do and prep these packets and kind of half know what's going on, and then I see something and I don't remember which page it was on. No, you're doing a whale of a job, and I thank you for your commitment. I don't mean to, and it just sounds that way once it goes out and comes back in my own ear. So Friday and go straight to the point.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie. And I would just like to add, Bonnie, that, you know, hang in there. It is daunting, you know, especially as a new member. I'm sure Terry can concur in that, you know, there's a lot of information to digest. And so, but yet, I'm kind of heartened and encouraged when I look out and I see citizens here, you know, engaged and asking questions, because I think that there isn't one of us up here who we never forget who we work for and why we're here. It's to serve the citizens of this city and not our own egos or you know, that's how it should be. And I believe that that's how we are. And I also would include the city staff in that and just the momentous job that you all do. Because along with you, Bonnie, I feel like, oh, man, sometimes I feel like they're just the craziest, most simple questions. But your patience and your knowledge really, truly is appreciated. And I think also, you know, when you look at this plan, it would be tough to argue the fact that there isn't vision and, you know, that the city lacks foresight. Because I think, you know, this plan definitely shows that it's there. And so, you know, the upward trajectory that our community is on, I think it's wonderful to see, and the improvements and just everything that is happening. So I just, again, want to say thanks to the citizens who are here, and thank you to the city staff for your hard work.
Any other discussion or a motion to proceed with consideration of the 2018 generational plan?
So moved.
Second.
We have a first by Terry and a second by Mike and a third by Ron, I think. Was it Jason?
It was
over that direction. Well, we have first and second on the floor. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That motion carries unanimously. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Yep.